This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe? Man, that's a lot of money for Duncan Robinson.
I'll tell you what, a lot of news. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Supposed to be slow this time of year. What happened?
Oh, not used to.
Dolphins are out finding the retirement homes.
And the football team has made a lot of moves here. And by the way, not done. Not surprised here. And honestly, I thought the next move was going to be signing a veteran cornerback. So I was.
Who is it that Omar keeps asking him to sign? The retired
Xavier Howard. And you know who he's on before that? You remember the receiver he was all
over? Jarvis Landry. Hey, by the way, those things don't sound as crazy now.
Oh, which one?
Either of them.
Well, X sounds a little more realistic.
If the Dolphins signed Jarvis Landry, I'd be like, oh, okay.
No,
it syncs up with what they're doing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be stunned.
I don't think even if X-Man had a great workout, I just think it's done.
Or maybe they
it's
don't over. Work him out at all.
They work guys out.
We believe they did.
Who's going to give a guy, sign him to these contracts and not work him out? That's Woody.
You want me to answer that question?
No, nobody. I know you want to get into dysfunction and get it, but no matter who you are, you're working guys out. Can you imagine working a guy and go, hey, guy just got hurt. We owe him $5 million. Anybody check?
They lost the benefit of the doubt when they did this Odell Beckham thing last year.
Did they
work him out?
By the way, did they just friggin' have a meeting with him and, like, somebody got fooled in the meeting? Forget everything else. Somebody got fooled in the meeting about wanting to play, and by all those teams were interested, and we thought we were the lucky winners. Little did we know. I will tell you, though, for years and years and years, we have talked on this show about quarterbacks. And they're all different, man. They're all different. We got guys with strong arms. We got Drew Breeses of the world that, you know, one of the great quarterbacks is, you know, touch passer and short, tall, athletic, can run, can't run. We've had every kind of stereotype there is. The stiffs, the guys, cannons that aren't accurate. We've been wrong about a lot of them. The great ones, we had no idea were going to be really good. Remember Troy Aikman said, if you're a 55% completion guy in college, you're going to be the same thing in the pros? Josh Allen. And remember that one, that was right, Lamar Jackson right here in our backyard. Oh, Lamar's a great runner. He should change position. How about all those idiots that said they want him to move to receiver, and Lamar goes, I'm not playing receiver. I can friggin' play quarterback. All those guys that wanted him to work out as a receiver should have been fired from their jobs in the NFL. I'm dead serious. Every guy that said that, even in a meeting, like, we didn't get him, but you said it in a meeting, you're out of here. No, don't. He can't play quarterback. Okay. Well, he's now one of the best and probably number one when you look at a guy that you got to get ready to play every week because all the different things he can do. That's a tough one. I don't know, and it's amazing. some teams, and look at all the big cannon arms. Look at all the guns for arms that we've had through the years that never worked out. Then we've had guys come in and you're going, is he hurt? Is there something wrong with his arm? You go, no, he just, we didn't realize that's he can't throw it. So I don't know. I don't want to go back to different classes, but, you know, Tom Brady's another one, 6th-round pick. And by the way, the guy ahead of him, a lot of people thought was pretty good. Right? Everybody thought Drew Bledsoe was a pretty good player. By the way, hell of a nice guy. Had dinner with him. What a nice guy. Now in the wine business out in Washington.
Look at you name dropping here. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
You have dinner with Brady too?
No, but you know what was really cool? Like we had dinner with Drew Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have dinner and you walk away going, man, that guy was, he stood up and goes, what an honor it was to have dinner with Jim Kelly and Dan Marino, two guys he idolized in front of all of us. And I went, damn.
They were at the dinner too, huh?
Well, we were all in Buffalo.
Oh.
And he played for Buffalo, okay. And he's getting honored up there,
well,
too.
Sounds like a good dinner.
You gonna ask me who picked the tab up?
I'm curious.
You wanna know?
Yeah, sure.
Nat Moore.
Yeah, I should have figured that, yeah.
The two guys. The guy goes, hey, Nat, you get it. Nat just shakes his head. Oh, Nat Moore. He is something else, man.
That sounds like quite a dinner, though, man.
Oh, no, that's like...
They should raffle off a seat just to sit there and listen to the conversations.
Fantastic. Because Jim Kelly is entertaining.
I would think so, yes.
And Jim Kelly...
He's got some stories.
He's got great stories, and he and Danny give each other a hard time. And so the greatest line I heard, and listen, have fun with this and don't get salty in the football world, but... So this is one of the greatest lines at dinner I've ever heard. So he goes, man, Josh Allen, we're just all talking, making small talk. Boy, Josh Allen just really owns the Dolphins right now. So we never seen anything like this. And Jim Kelly goes, yeah, you have. I did that to you when you played, Danny. And you know what? Danny's laughing and they're having fun with it, you know, because they had some great matchups against each other, and Jim Kelly also was there for those four straight Super Bowls. We're the best team in AFC, and so and then he talked about that. You know, you just get all that stuff, man. Like, man, you know, I said, yeah, but you got there four times. I know, man, but you don't win it, and it is great when you look back and you're able to, you know, because he's got to hear that all the time. Buffalo got there four straight years, never won it. Like, yeah, so what? You got there. Meanwhile, there's other cities going, I just want to win a playoff game. A little bit of everything, yeah. Right, Woody?
Ready to hear about some serious dysfunction from Flo?
We got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk.
Man, he's really been teeing off on the Dolphins.
He
started it a week ago, right, where he was like, it starts at the top, and then he's kind of like really
– He did start there, and he's now worked his way down. He did.
Just working his way right through.
I came in the other day, and, you know, I check in on Pro Football Talk, and because Mike does come on and has for more than a decade, and I was like, oh, my God, he's at it again. All right. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. I do have some good news. It's 4th of July. Summer savings at your South Florida Chevy dealers before you enjoy that 4th of July or right after. This weekend, get on out to your South Florida Chevy deal. Let me just set this up for you. So you're getting ready for that summer vacation. You've decided because it's crazy at the airports and you want to do something, save some money, and you want to get in a real comfortable SUV and enjoy yourself. Whether you're going up to the Carolinas, whether you're just staying in the state of Florida, enjoy it a little bit, whether it's the Keys or Orlando or anywhere else, you want to be able to do it as a family and be comfortable and have plenty of space for everyone. Hard to beat the SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers, whether it's a Tahoe or a Suburban, the big guys, or the midsize SUVs like that all-new Equinox or the electric Equinox SUV. Can't go wrong. Family and friends will be comfortable, plenty of room for your cargo. We got you covered. Boy, and what a stylish look. So you're starting to look around. You know you want to get something real quickly before that summer vacation. Well, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We got some great deals going for 4th of July, something you're really going to like. So plan on stopping by. Tell you one thing, whether it's midsize or big SUVs, we got a lot of space for you and your family to really enjoy that summer vacation. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. Happy 4th of July.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood online shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Joining us right now here before 4th of July, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. And Mike, I always wonder before we get into all this stuff. So what do you do for 4th? You lay low or do you stay home or do you hit the road a little bit? What are you doing?
Well, I always lay low whenever I can. We usually have all the family over here. There'll be 15 or 20 people out on the patio, and we'll make some steaks or some burgers, some hot dogs. I don't know. I don't determine the menu. I just stand there and cook it all. And then we may fire off a few rockets and whatnot. We try to be careful about that. We've had some close calls in the past where those tubes that you shoot the mortars out of, they wear out. And we were reminiscing about this the other day, although it was more PTSD. We had an incident where the tubes blew out and the fireworks went off all around us one night instead of shooting up in the air. Oh. So we're very careful about that, very conscientious about it. Now that I'm one of the old guys, I don't have to mess with it anymore. I don't have to worry about blowing off a finger. In my business, losing a finger would be a very bad thing.
No, that would not be good. Hey, so I guess you know we've been kind of busy down here with some football stuff, and so you hear the trade, and as the trade went on, we found out more and more it wasn't just Jalen Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. It was Jonnu Smith was in the deal. What'd you think overall of that deal?
Well, and I may have said this to you last week, Joe, and I don't use the word dysfunction lightly, but isn't it per se on its face dysfunctional that any team is making these kind of moves in late June? Isn't this stuff you should be doing in March? Shouldn't you be shaping your team in March and April? I mean, you need a tight end because you're going to trade Jonnu Smith. Why don't you draft one? What are you doing trading for a guy who didn't play at all last year and has a history of injury and missed time? This guy isn't going to solve anything. I mean, anything he does is going to be a bonus. And hey, he may make it to the Pro Bowl for all I know. But it is a calculated risk, and it's something that you do not in late June. You do it in March, and at the latest, you do it in April at the draft. The whole situation is just weird. And I think I said to you on Friday, there's no other team going through these issues right now where they're trying to trade guys, keep players, this stage of the offseason. The hay is supposed to be in the barn, and you're getting ready for training camp, and the guys that are going to be on your team have been there for the offseason program, and they're part of it. You're bringing in new guys now. Minkah's coming in cold for training camp. Darren Waller's coming in cold for training camp. It's just not how a normal football operation should be functioning. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no. I saw your stuff on it, and like Jonnu Smith was not going to play for $4 million. I'm guessing they knew that. It's a Drew Rosenhaus
client.
Do it
in March, Joe.
Yeah,
do it
earlier. Yeah.
Trade him in March. Yeah. Trade him in March.
So the Minka Fitzpatrick part of it, what did you think about getting him back and now the leader of the secondary because it's a real young group across the board?
Well, look, Minka, if I recall the events correctly, and I can't believe it's been 6 years ago.
Yeah,
time really does fly.
Yeah.
But when they were in the tank for Joe Burrow mode early 2019, you know, the year that Stephen Ross joked about getting $100,000 for Brian Flores for each game that he lost. Early in the year, that tanking thing was working. They stunk. They were losing badly. And I vaguely recall Michael wasn't having any of it and demanded the trade that sent him to Pittsburgh. So circumstances are different now. He's back. And there was something weird with him and the Steelers last year. And it, you know, they do a great job of keeping that stuff under wraps. I won't be surprised if now that he's gone, we start hearing some more about whatever it was. But, you know, anytime there's a guy with the Steelers who you have this kind of this vague, like something's up and you don't really know what it is, that's Mike Tomlin keeping it all under wraps. And a lot of times, once that guy's gone, you start hearing a lot more. So I'll be curious if any reports come out regarding whatever drove the wedge between Minka and the Steelers, because that just kind of came out of nowhere. But I think people that pay attention to the Steelers aren't surprised because there was just something vague and awkward and obviously permanent that happened between Fitzpatrick and the Steelers.
So everybody knew when Jonnu Smith was leaving, they were going to be looking, and they said it, they were going to be looking for a veteran tight end. So we were kind of going through the last few days, not even thinking there was a chance that Darren Waller was coming out of retirement. And wanted to play down here with his background with Frank Smith and their connections back with Las Vegas with the Raiders. 33 years old in September with everything he's been through on and off the field. What do you think?
I would count on nothing. Anything he does is extra. Anything he does is gravy because this is a guy that hasn't played in a year. And we don't know how committed he really is to doing it. We don't know if this is something driven by money. Whatever it is, he fell out of love with football and walked away from it. Now, it's entirely possible after 1 year of not playing that he's rediscovered his passion and he's going to come back and he's going to be as good as he ever was. That's entirely possible. But, man, that is a hell of a risk. And I would have a pretty strong feeling that if the Dolphins were in, we need to find a tight end mode back in March or April, the guy replacing Jonnu Smith wouldn't have been Darren Waller.
Yes, 100%. Going back to your theme of getting it done earlier and having vision on what was going to happen, should have never been at the last second like this. 100% across the board, I agree with you. Hey, so the Steelers side of this thing, went on Steelers radio last night, and they're kind of up and down and wanted to know about Jalen Ramsey and we got a couple of tight ends, Jonnu Smith and all the – they're all in, though, right now. Would you agree? They got to get the T.J. Watt deal done, but they're all in, right, to win right now.
Well, they're doing everything they can to try to win a playoff game. They have never gone this long since the first time they won a playoff game. Now, they went 40 years without ever winning a postseason game, but with the Immaculate Reception game in late 1972, since then, they haven't had an eight-year gap between postseason wins, and that's where they are right now. And they're operating differently than they ever have. There's a level of desperation I've never seen before from this team, and I've been in and around Pittsburgh my entire life. The Ramsey thing, I think there's a connection to Aaron Rodgers. I had somebody tell me back when the Ramsey stuff first came up, watch the Steelers because he and Rodgers work out together and they're good friends. So I don't know if this falls into the same category as, you know, when Rodgers would round up Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard, but I think that Rodgers connection may have been a factor. But they need to figure out what they're doing with T.J. Watt because T.J. Watt wants to get paid. And this thing doesn't work without T.J. Watt. Look at their record when T.J. Watt has been in Pittsburgh, their record when he's not able to play. They can't win without this guy. And if they would move on from him now, because my understanding is his camp is open for any possible outcome, even if he would be traded, this isn't a trade you do as training camp approaches, and then the rest of your players have to kind of digest on the fly that they're not going to have the heart and soul of the team. It's just odd that it's gotten to this point, but at some point the Steelers are going to have to dig deep, and they're going to have to pay T.J. Watt. They're going to have a big problem, and everything they've done to make the team better, it's going to get eliminated by Watt if Watt's not there. And I think that gives Watt more leverage to get that $40 million a year or whatever it is he's looking for.
Yeah. I agree, man. You got a pass rusher that's that good. You want to get that deal done. All right, so I saw some of the list. I caught the head coaching hot list. Let's run through it. I saw Mike McDaniel at the top of the list. And is Chris Greer right there with him? In your opinion, is if it doesn't work, is it both guys?
Yeah, I mean, we just did coaches, but I'm a firm believer coach and GM need to be joined at the hip. If both stay, if both go, whatever. You don't do one and keep the other. When you get that sliding scale of accountability where there's a chance that the coach goes instead of the GM or the GM goes instead of the head coach, that sets the stage for all sorts of ugliness, because what happens? The coach blames the GM. The GM blames the coach because each guy thinks there's a way to stay. If both guys realize we're either both out of here or we're both going to thrive, that's the best way to run a team. So I think if one goes, both should go. But you never know what Stephen Ross is going to do.
All right. So the other part of this, obviously, when you talk about Mike, you talk about Tua, and how important it is he stays healthy to have a chance. You got to play 17 games to see what he can do. What's your take on Tua so far?
Well, franchise quarterbacks play every week. Franchise quarterbacks don't have a constant cloud hanging over them and this never-ending, he's disqualified from being regarded as a franchise quarterback. And the contract he got, his agents should, you know, have a bust in Canton for getting him that contract. They paid him way too much. They committed to him for 3 full years. But I really do think this year, this is it. Because if it falls apart and they clean house, do you think a new coach is going to want Tua next year? I think first order of business is we got to move on from this guy. And yeah, his money for 2026 is fully guaranteed. We've seen other teams bite the bullet and move on. We're moving on. We're turning the page. So, you know, when Tua is healthy and he's running that offense, it's a thing of beauty, especially all the underneath stuff that keeps defenses on their heels. It's great. But you got to be able to play.
Yes.
And you can't be throwing your body around in preseason games after a turnover. I remember that happened with a Bears game way back in his first season. Like, you've got to find a way to set aside this idea that there's some sort of pride to be taken in being reckless with your body, because it's going to hurt your team and it's only going to hurt your career. And I feel like we're getting closer and closer to that point. But he does have financial security through 2026. I think he may only, as a practical matter, have job security through 2025.
By the way, this speaking of quarterback thing, man, everybody's raving about Arch Manning, and I'm sure at some point he's going to be really good. I know it's coming from his uncle mostly and how good he's been at the Manning camps. But talking about this draft class and Arch Manning, you talk about a guy that's got pressure on him. I think he's only started 2 games in 2 years with Texas because Quinn Ewers has been there, who's now with the Dolphins. What do you think about – he got a lot of pressure. I know he's got a good team around him. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, if he's that good, why didn't he beat out Quinn Ewers? Everybody says Quinn Ewers isn't that good. Well, why the hell didn't Arch Manning beat him out then? Right? Now, maybe Quinn Ewers is better than he got credit for, but if Arch Manning is Peyton and Eli and Arch all rolled into one, he would have been playing by now. And, you know, people think he's coming out in the draft next year. I would think that he's going to stay for 2 years and play for 2 years and get paid for 2 years and get himself ready to go and get himself in position to be, you know, the highest drafted player when he does come out. And then there's that other side of it. You know, Peyton thought about coming out in 97, and if he would have had a clear commitment from the Jets, he would have been the number one overall pick. He would have done it, but he didn't get the clear commitment, so he didn't. So there's a strategy that they're never going to wear on their sleeves unless they're trying to get away from a team like the Chargers. But there's no reason to think that Arch Manning won't be able to play in the NFL. The question is, how good is he going to be? And if he's not playing yet in Texas, if it took him this long to get to number one, is it? And hey, I hope it's, great quarterbacks are great for our business. We want great quarterbacks in the NFL. But again, he didn't beat out Quinn Ewers. And for the folks out there that are like, Quinn Ewers wasn't very good, again, well, then Arch Manning must not be very good because he didn't beat him out.
Mike, you know what's amazing? Since I've known you, we've talked about more than any other topic in general, not just Miami Dolphin quarterbacks, but quarterbacks in general, and how many teams have whiffed in the first round. It's incredible with all the money and research and system and getting your coaches involved, what kind of guy you need, and trying to get weapons around. Some teams don't do enough, that we have so many guys every year that are bust or never play. I forget number one first year. Some of them take a little bit longer, still don't play well. It's incredible. What do you think the biggest problem for the amount of money? And look, I can say something, and I'm wrong all the time. Mike, you can say you love somebody you saw, you know, when you go to a college game and he's going to be a big time and you're wrong. It doesn't matter because you're not a general manager of a football team or running a football team. But those guys, they're paid to know all this stuff, and yet it's still so hard to find a guy that can be a franchise quarterback.
Well, I think it's a couple of things. And anybody that goes from one level of football to the next, the first thing you realize is how much faster it is at the next level. And there's a chance that you're going to hit a level where it's just too fast. They move too quickly. They hit too hard. The windows are too small. I just physically can't do it. I could do it really well at the last level. We get up to this level, and I just can't do it. And the problem is you don't know if a guy can do it until he gets up to that level. And then I really do think that a lot of the busts aren't the fault of the player. They're the fault of the organization around him. They don't know how to develop him. They don't know how to coach him. They don't have help around him. They don't make good decisions. There isn't a good vibe in the building. And that's why I'm a big supporter of guys pushing back against the draft, of guys not wanting to go to certain teams. Like when Eli didn't want to go to the Chargers, he visited the Chargers. You know, we have this vague recollection it was Arch Manning's decision. Arch was just providing the cover for Eli. Eli went to visit the Chargers, and he got the sense that they weren't on the same page as to whether or not they wanted him. So if I'm going to walk into a building where, and it was either the coach wanted him and the GM didn't, or the GM wanted him and the coach didn't, but whatever it was, he's like, I want to be here.
Right.
If I don't have a sense of unanimity that they want me. You get organizations like that, you get coaches and GMs and talent like that, you can ruin a guy before he ever gets a chance. And you guys got one down there now who may end up playing a lot of quarterback this year in Zach Wilson. And you look at Geno Smith and you look at Sam Darnold, both guys who were drafted by the Jets and failed with the Jets. Is it them or is it the Jets? Is it Zach Wilson or is it the Jets? And Zach Wilson wasn't a reach. People are like, oh, the Jets were crazy to take him at number two. No, he was the consensus number two pick in 2021. It was Trevor Lawrence and it was Zach Wilson. And some people thought it should have been Zach Wilson and then Trevor Lawrence. So, you know, you guys may have somebody down there that is the next failed Jets quarterback who becomes a pretty good quarterback somewhere else.
My good way to finish it, man. A little quarterback talk. I feel like you and I have been drinking beers for the last 20 years talking about quarterbacks, man. Have a great 4th of July, Mike.
The day when we did this, I would be drinking a
beer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Changed a lot over the years, Mike. You've made this thing into a monster. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
See you, pal.
All right. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Hey, we're not done. Omar Kelly coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.